Local shares ended lower once again on Wednesday. The ASX 200 fell by around 9 points, or 0.2%, which is the fifth consecutive decline for the market. It doesn't necessarily feel like that. The falls have tended to be reasonably modest in size if you exclude yesterday's decline when the market was down by around 0.7%, but still a reasonably solid undertone for the market. What sucked the oxygen out of the markets in the last day was the suggestion that Donald Trump's meeting with the North Korean leadership won't go ahead. So that had a bearing on US markets, which were lower, and we couldn't really shake off that residue today. So the market traded through a range of where the index was up by 15 and down by 15 at its best and worst, as I said, finishing down by just short of 10 points. But within that, there were some notable improvements for a couple of sectors which have been under siege in recent times, most notably telecoms. Telstra shares over the course of the last week and a bit have lost more than 10%. At least some traction was found today, the stock up by around 1.5%. TPG was also up by more than 1%. Utilities did well. AGL and APA were up by more than 1%. Property stocks also featured with solid gains. Vicinity Centres up 4%. Charter Hall was up 3%. Goodman Group up by about 2.5%. The biggest decline today as far as sector performances were concerned was the energy space. And that all turned around. Santos rejecting the takeover bid from Harbour Energy. As a result, the shares fell by 9%. They said that the bid undervalues the organisation substantially and that they are going to be terminating talks indefinitely, which earned them a rebuke actually from Harbour Energy in terms of not being engaged in the process. So I'm sure they took that quite hard. Elsewhere, SeaLink was up by around 10%. This is an organisation that runs ferries. They suggest that they are the largest private ferry operator in Australia. They own Captain Cook Cruises. They rejected a takeover bid, which was a confidential one, but notwithstanding the high nature of the bid, the stock's still up by around 10%. BHP was up by 0.5%, Rio up 0.2%. It's been suggested that the miner is close to a transaction which could see them sell their Indonesian copper and gold assets, which would fetch a tag of more than $3 billion. The Aussie dollar a little bit firmer at 75.5 US cents.